Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I hope you had a good weekend. It is the 18th of September, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start out in California today here on the news show. It all has to do with internet privacy, and there was a bill there that they all could have supported, and it just sat there. Yes, some California legislators tried and failed to push through a bill that would have restored internet privacy rules. Yeah, you know that thing that Congress and the FCC killed earlier this year, as well, that California was trying to get back. This bill, by the way, which was introduced in June, it didn't even make it to the floor for a vote on Friday. So now the bill will remain stalled. And ultimately just probably shelved. Basically, what this comes down to is, you've heard it before, companies, you know, say Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, you name it, if they got an internet connection for you, this is probably what they're doing. They were against this privacy bill because they could make more money off of you. You know, things like targeted ads, because they could keep your browsing history. Yep, it's all about money once again. Spotify, yes, is probably actually becoming profitable this year. Might already be. We'll wait for the numbers to come out. But anyways, that did not stop a Chinese firm saying, hey, you know, we want to buy you. A Chinese company by the name of Tencent actually tried to buy out Spotify earlier this year. Now, those of you that don't know what Tencent is, well, as you probably guessed already, it is a streaming music service in China. In fact, they have 600 million music customers as we speak. Why? Because they don't have access to those other services. So they thought, hey, Spotify, we'd love to buy you. Spotify, of course, said no. In fact, from what we're hearing from these inside stories, we don't even know if it got to an actual negotiation price. Probably not. I have a feeling Spotify just shut them down right from the beginning and said thanks, but no thanks. With all the news of the new iPhones, I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, well, I might just wait for the newest one so it's all new design and all that stuff, and I'll just save a little bit more money because I'm going to need to. But if battery life is important to you, you might want to listen up to this. It seems the iPhone 8 might be your better choice if you're needing at least an extra hour of battery life. Yes, you did hear me correctly. From what we can see right now, even though there's not been any independent tests done on the iPhone 10, you will get better battery life with the iPhone 8, this including video playback, more talk time, internet use, of course, and many, many other things you do on your phone. And yes, this is actually according to Apple's testing. They're saying, though, the iPhone X doesn't have bad battery life, it just doesn't have quite as much. And for those of you wondering, why is this? Shouldn't the more expensive phone have the better battery life? Well, you would think, but the more expensive phone has a smaller battery. And finally, the Pirate Bay. How does Air stay in business there at the Pirate Bay? Well, it's not really with ads anymore. Yeah, they can't really do that. You know, because they have these things called piracy. So how do they make money? Well, apparently by when you go visit them, they use your PC processor cycles. Huh? Yes, indeed. Visitors to the Pirate Bay have discovered JavaScript code in the website that borrows your processor, basically for mining digital coins. According to Torrent Freak, this was a testing feature for about 24 hours of a new way of generating revenue. And they're hoping in the end it can replace ads, because, you know, most ad companies don't want to deal with a place that does piracy. Be forewarned, however, though, you won't really have much warning if you're inexperienced, shall we say, on the interwebs. That's because all of this is taking place underneath your nose. The thing you will notice is a sharp spike in your CPU usage. Yep, that'll kick on in, and then you'll say, okay, I must be generating coins for them. How are they making money off that? I don't know. I'm starting to wonder, is this the new way for Bitcoin of printing illegal money? I don't know. We'll see. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. Our website, as always, for the blog, the podcast, reviews, so much over there. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. While you're over there, too, you can hit up all of our social media sites. British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram. British Tech on Twitter. I'm on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room with our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a glorious Monday, all right? Let's start the week right. And thank you, as always, for listening.